Have you ever gone to someone's house and knocked on the door and no one answered the knock? You're positive there are people in the house. You can hear the television playing. You can hear what sounds like footsteps of people moving around. Lights are burning, but yet they do not answer the door. In doing the research for the sermon today, I read a story of two men, Bob and Jim, who went from their church to visit a new family in the area. And they were hoping to have an opportunity to witness for the Lord. And Bob knocked and knocked and knocked on the door, but no one answered. And Jim said they must not be at home, and he was going to turn to leave, but Bob said, "I know someone is in that house. I just have a feeling, and I know." So Bob kept knocking, and after 15 minutes, the man of the house, the father and husband, came to the door, and he invited Jim and Bob inside, and they had an opportunity to tell the family about Jesus. Well, I wonder how many of us would stand at a door, at a person's door, and knock for a long, long time. And that may be an easy question to answer if you say, "Well, I saw no cars in the driveway," or "I saw no lights burning, I heard no noises." So then I ask you the question, if you knew somebody was in the house, would you stay and continue knocking in hopes of gaining the opportunity to witness for the Lord? Our text this morning comes from the last book in the Bible, the book of Revelation, chapter 3 and verse 20. And I invite you to follow along in your Bible or one from the pew rack in front of you as I read Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. "Here I am," and this is Jesus speaking. As you know, most of Revelation is Jesus is talking to John and him recording it for us. "Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me." May God add his blessing to our reading, hearing, and studying of his word. God is the one who is knocking at our door. God is the one who is standing on our porch. God is the one who wants to come into our life and fellowship with us. But we must open the door. God is never going to open the door. He's never going to knock down the door. But he will knock on the door, and it's up to us to respond. Often people are not saved because they never answer the door when God or someone he has sent knocks on the door. And even those who are saved often fail to accomplish tasks for God that he wants them to accomplish because they do not answer the knock at the door and listen to what God has to say. Look back to this past week. Can you see where God knocked, but you did not answer the door? Maybe God wanted you to perform a task for him last week. Maybe God wanted to reveal to you his will for you for this coming week or this month or for the rest of your life. Maybe God wanted to answer your prayer that you had been praying for several weeks or several months, but you never answered the door. Our question this morning is, why do people not answer the door when God knocks? People do not answer the door because they do not hear the knock. Many of you come to this house every week, sit in your Sunday school class, sit in the worship service week after week, yet you never get anything from the Sunday school class or from this service. You do not hear. You do not hear the knock. They do not hear because they are too busy. These people are entangled with the affairs of life, and they are preoccupied with life outside of the church that they never hear what's being said inside. They never join in the fellowship truly with other believers. Some become so busy that they never accomplish anything for God. There's too much noise in their life. They cannot hear the knock on the door. When we come into God's house, we should sit down, relax, and get in tune with the Holy Spirit. We must occupy our mind with what Jesus did and will do. We need to concentrate on what's occurring here in God's kingdom, in these four walls, in this community, in this county, this state, and the nation, and the world. Some do not hear because they are too far away. Some event or some incident has occurred in their life, and they find themselves far off from God. But I want you to always remember that God never moves. We are the ones that move away from God. People allow their lives to become so infested with envy and malice and mistrust and jealousy and just plain sin. And before long, such attitudes and behavior have them so far away from God, they cannot hear the knock on the door. Some cannot hear because they are too deaf from a scarred conscience. Their conscience is so scarred by sin that they cannot hear, and the solution is to allow God into their life, to remove the sin from their life, and heal their conscience. Paul tells us in Titus 1, verse 15, to the pure all things are pure, but to those who are corrupted and do not believe, nothing is pure. In fact, both their minds and their consciences are corrupted. A conscience continually scarred by sin will cause you not to be able to hear God knocking. People do not answer the door because God knows their works. What I mean is God knows what is happening in their life. And many times when God knocks, we know He wants to fix something gone wrong in their life. We know He knows something is wrong. But we do not answer the door because we do not want it fixed. When we confess our sins to God and allow His light to shine in, it always makes our life better. And when we commit behavior which is offensive to God's teachings, it bothers us. But when we get right with God, again, it makes us feel better. But some people do not open the door because they know that God wants them to stop such behavior, but they like their sinful life. They become addicted to a particular sin or to a life of sin, and they don't want to answer the knock. They don't want to open the door because they know God knows. And they know He'll want to fix sin in their life. People do not answer the door because of those with whom they associate. Sometimes our associates keep us from opening the door. I don't mean they physically keep us from coming to church or coming to Bible study, but we have counted the cost of terminating our association with certain friends that we know God may want us to dissolve our friendship. Business associates, friends, but we conclude that that cost is too much to pay. If I disassociate myself with this guy, my business will suffer 50% profit, I'm sure. If I don't be friends with these people, I can't get invited to events at the country club or to events at this club and that club. I just cannot afford to disassociate myself with these people. But these people that you associate with, whether you are saved or whether you are lost, will have an effect on your life, and some of them will cost you more than you're willing to pay. But you turn a blind eye to the possibility that they can have such effect on your life, and you don't listen to the knock at the door because you know God's going to say, you need to move on. You need to witness more to these people. You need to let them know how strong a Christian you are, but you don't want to pay the price. It's an unpleasant decision to make, but when the door is open and God enters in and some of our associates may have to go, we don't want to open that door. People do not answer the door because they are too excited about being saved. People like to be excited about whatever they are involved in. And this includes people who are saved. I've seen people who are saved and immediately he or she becomes immersed and excited about attending seminars and conventions and attending gospel concerts and teaching the class and serving on this committee and, you know, working on this program, going on mission trips and so forth. They do all this and they forget to have a fellowship with God. They get so wrapped up in this thing called salvation, they don't take the time to be still and know God. That seems strange that we can be too wrapped up in salvation, that we can be too excited about being saved. We want to be excited. We want to share the news. We want to let our salvation be our life, but we have to be still and know God and not get wrapped up in doing church, but be wrapped up in being a part of God's church, a part of the fellowship with Him. After a few moments or a few years, these people look back and they wonder, why have I not advanced anymore in my walk with God? Somewhere in their life, they heard God knocking on the door, waiting to have a fellowship with them, attempting to be alone with them and to talk to them and to guide them, yet they were so excited about being saved and being involved in the church that they never heard the knock from God. Excitement is great. It's a blessing as long as we can still hear God knock and listen to what He wants to tell us. People do not answer the door because they are too weak. Galatians 6:1, Paul writes, "Brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently. But watch yourself, or you may also be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ." We talked about burdens a couple of Sundays ago, and we talked about helping others carry their burdens or picking them up so that they could carry their burdens. And this is what I'm saying about people sometimes don't answer God's knock at the door because they're too weak. Life has beaten them back and beaten them down and just plain beat them up. And they are in such shape emotionally, mentally, and spiritually that they are too weak to open the door. And those of us who are spiritual, that is, those of us who are mature in our walk with Christ or who have matured over the years since we were saved, must help carry them to the door. When we hear the knock, we must answer. And when we do, God may ask us to carry someone to the door in order that they can hear what he has to say. So this morning, I think the final question is, do we wish to be just saved or do we wish to be a better Christian, those of us who have been saved? Hopefully we want to be a better Christian, and we can do that by helping others to answer the knock, or answering the knock ourselves, answering the door ourselves when God knocks. Whether we know that we're not going to like what he says, or whether we know we're going to be ecstatic with what he says, we need to answer the knock and follow the plan that he has for our life. And if you have not answered the knock of the Holy Spirit on your heart and on your mind, maybe trying to convict you to accept the gift of salvation, don't put it off any longer. Accept Jesus as your Savior and come forward, and we'll pray for you and pray with you and just rejoice that you've accepted that gift of salvation, that, and that you want to hear the knock and answer the door. Come as we sing a invitation hymn, the first and last verse, number 325.